With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In 1973, the democratically elected government of Chile's Salvador Allende was crushed and Allende killed in a military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet, as thousands of citizens were murdered and tortured by the U.S.-backed dictator. Poet and novelist Ariel Dorfman fled Chile to live in exile in Europe and the U.S. Today, Dorfman mourns the loss of his homeland in his book of poems, Last Waltz in Santiago.
The dictator dictates to our bodies, and we dictate back to him with our words.
In Chile, people are dragged off in the middle of the night, never to be seen again, not even their dead bodies.
When a group such as the Chilean military abducts these people and takes from them not only life, but death as well, what they're doing is they're refusing us a place in the earth, as if we had never existed.
Despite the horror in Ariel Dorfman's poetry, his voice is calm.
Screaming can help to relieve you of indignation, but it won't help other people to understand.
Ariel Dorfman does not deny the nature of his poetry.
These poems are political not because they denounce General Pinochet. In fact, he's not even mentioned. They're political basically because they empower the dead and the oppressed to speak.
Chile's Ariel Dorfman. Viking published his recent novel, The Last Song of Manuel Sendero, and his book of poems, Last Waltz in Santiago.
All that you've danced, they take from you. They just take it, just like that. They kill the dancer in you. They crush her slowly. They skeleton smoke before she can dance this dance with you.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Chilean poet and novelist Ariel Dorfman mourns the loss of his country to a military dictator.
Let's dance then, my dear, because they're taking away all that we've danced. Right now, listen to the footsteps coming closer, and someone is trying out shiny soldier boots right now. Let's dance, my dear, right now.
Ariel Dorfman was born in Argentina, but was raised in the U.S. He was 12 when his parents went to Chile by boat.
And I can remember looking down, right now I can remember looking down on the docks and seeing the poorest people I had ever imagined that I had never seen in the United States, ever, and saying to myself, what is this?
At first, Chile was like living in exile for Ariel Dorfman.
I was just an American kid who had a baseball cap and had baseball cards and classic comics and things like that. I wanted to come back to the States. I've always spent my life trying to get back to somewhere, you know, it seems to be my fate.
But Dorfman came to love Chile and became a naturalized citizen.
In a sense, you might say I'm more Chilean than the Chileans because I chose my country.
Ariel Dorfman was a university professor at the time the Allende government was smashed by a military coup, and Dorfman fled Chile.
They had burnt my book, on television, in fact. They were threatening me, calling my mother up and saying, your son is going to get killed. A good shot in the head is what he deserves.
Today, Ariel Dorfman, still in exile, teaches at Duke University. His book of poems, Last Waltz in Santiago, is a powerful condemnation of dictatorship, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
In a sense, I lived through my death. I read my own obituary.
Exiled Chilean novelist and poet Ariel Dorfman talking about the time a reporter phoned saying a wire dispatch had announced that a bullet-riddled corpse found in Chile was none other than Dorfman.
Everybody who heard that news thought it was true. That gives you a really eerie feeling, the fact that people consider that to be absolutely natural. They didn't say, what? Ariel Dorfman died. It can't be. Nobody said it can't be. Everybody said, of course. It had to happen someday. They killed him. It's about time.
A critic of the Chilean military dictatorship, Ariel Dorfman has been in exile for many years, although he puts his life on the line by regularly visiting his homeland.
If I were to fear so much that I would never return to Chile, ever, no matter what the circumstances were, even if there were the slightest chance of something happening to me, then simultaneously I would be condemning all rebellion and all change in history to nothingness.
Ariel Dorfman's most recent novel is The Love Song of Manuel Sendero, published by Viking. Dorfman's new book of poetry, Last Waltz in Santiago, examines the horror of living under a dictator.
They lock you in walls that have no number, among the mirrors and songs covered with ashes. They lock your hands, your feet, your collarbone, and they tell you now, dance, you cripple. Dance now, you bastard. They sentence you to tomb. They scrape you with sand. Let's dance then, my dear, because they're taking away all that we've danced.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.